they're all big games now. And I said in the press, I just felt that if we could get a win today, it pulls Torquay into it. It gets us out of the bottom four, I think, albeit I know Woking have got a game in hand, but I just think it was important. We needed that, and I think we made very hard work of it, but I'm delighted to get the 3 points. Colin said to us we had 13 in the first half attempts, 5 on target. So, to be honest, that's what I'm saying. We should have been out of sight, really, after probably 15 minutes. We should have been 2 or 3 up. But that's us at the moment. We don't take the chances, and we make hard work of it. And I think they've had one real chance. They had some good delivery from set pieces, but the one real chance, a long ball down the field, and we've been caught out, which up to that point I thought we looked very good defensively. But I'm pleased with the performance. I thought the work rate was superb, plenty of energy in the team. And if we're creating them chances, then I think we'll win more games than we lose if we can manage to keep creating them chances. I was saying before the game to Nick that normally I sort of come in and go, cool, we're young today, but today I looked and I thought, well, you've got Bobby, Millsy and probably Pax, and everyone after that has sort of played this level or above. So it's the first time we've had real experience this year, which was nice. And I don't take nothing away from the young lads, but it was nice to have that. But yeah, I thought Stuart Lewis coming in, he only met the boys on Thursday, and I thought he came in, added real energy and bite to the midfield alongside Reece, which allowed Pax to probably have a little bit more of an influence going forward. And I thought Delano took his goal well, and he was a real handful. So, but I just said it now, I couldn't really single anyone out. I thought it was a real team performance, and our work rate and energy levels were very good for the 90 minutes.
Obviously, yeah, they got a penalty. What did you make of that decision?
Do you know what? I'd have to see it again. If I'm honest with you, I'm not too sure. Atch felt that the fella slipped a little bit, but I'd have to see it again. But to be honest, we should have dealt with that. I think it's come from us. We've got a score. I think we've had 2 shots. The keeper saved one. Has come back out of flish. And if he tucks that away, that's sort of 3-1. And it hasn't. They've broken, and we've got caught at the back. And yeah, it was one of them. So no, I'd have to see it again. But we seem to be getting a lot of penalties against us at the moment, which is a bit disappointing.
When that second one went in, it was a bit of phenomenal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just like a bit of relief. I think it was. I must admit, when they got the penalty, though, I just thought, oh, God, here we go. But no. I thought we fully deserved the win, and I would have been very disappointed to come away with anything but 3 points. And we made hard work of it, but let's be honest, we're at a level where there's good players and good teams, and no matter what teams you're playing against down there, they've got experienced players that can cause you problems, and Torquay had that today.
Stuart Lewis, can you run through how that one happened for us?
Yeah, he was someone I've liked for a little while. To be honest, I the most I saw of him was when he first went to Ebbsfleet, and I was impressed with him all last season whenever I watched him. And he hadn't been playing. It was one of them where I thought, well, we'll ask the question. So I spoke to Darren McMahon, and he said, like, we're sort of going to make him available for loan. So we'll have a look at it. So, yeah, it just kind of... And then it happened out of the blue, really. I think a couple of days later, I asked Bill to ring Peter Varney, and within half hour, he came back and said, yeah, he can come train and sign. So I see that. I don't think a lot were too happy about it, Ebbsfleet fans and that, and I thought you could see why today. I thought he was outstanding. I thought the energy and work rate he brought to the team, his experience, really made a difference.
He fits the bill as well, experience. He comes from a low level, but he's not a low level player.
No, he's not. You look at his history, he's always been his Wiccan captain, I think, for 5 years. He's always been at a higher level, and he bought into what Ebbsfleet were trying to do, and unfortunately for them, it didn't come off last year for obvious reasons. But I think he'll add to us, and I was delighted with him today, considering he ain't had that much football lately, but you could see his energy levels, and he'll only get better. I think he's come into the game, and he's new to it. We've obviously changed shape today as well, which has meant that everyone's a little bit in different places. So, but I thought he came in and made a real difference, and he's a great age, good lad, and fitted in well.
Yeah, is that going to be it for now?
We got to see how Yemi gets on, because obviously if Yemi's going to be out for a while, we got to see about that. And a defender is still, obviously with Callum Driver going out on loan, it is an area we're looking at, but it's a tough, every manager I speak to is asking the same thing. I'll probably get 5 messages a day asking if I know of any centre-halves available. So it's the same as Stuart. We've been patient. We were patient with him and Reece, and I felt they'd make a difference. I've never been one for just diving in for the sake of it, and Terry and Oliver have been great. They've said sort of, and Bill, if we can get the right players, then go and get them. And that's so. Yeah, we're just being patient, and we'll hopefully get the right one.